There's a new study that talks about whether or not using medications like nicotine patches are effective at getting people to quit smoking, or whether they would be just as likely to relapse as people who go cold turkey. And it seems as though there's not a big difference.
Yeah, according to this survey, this study was actually a survey that they did. It was Harvard Medical School, University of Massachusetts, published in Tobacco Control, and they had 787 people 10 years ago, back in 2001 and 2002, who had recently quit. And they called them up on the phone, and they interviewed them. And then they followed them up 2 years later, and then 2 years after that. And only one-third, though, had participated in the follow-up. So they had a large dropout rate in this particular study. And they found that those that they did contact found that they had relapsed. And then again, a third more relapsed later on in 2005 and 2006. So part of the issue is, even though there was a large dropout rate, I mean, we have to still consider that quitting smoking is quite complex in terms of the addiction, and also that the people that may be left smoking now may be more of the hardcore smokers. And the reason I say that is that, as with any addiction, there is variability. Some people will tell you, I had an easy time stopping smoking. I just threw out down my cigarettes and I was able to stop. Whereas others will say, it's extremely difficult. I have this huge craving and I can't get it out of my mind, and I tend to relapse. And that speaks to the variability of the physiology and the neurochemistry that goes on in our brains, as well as the behavioral components that are involved with addiction. There is always associations with smoking as well, and these are very powerful triggers and associations. So in effect, Mark, what they're saying is that you can use nicotine patches or nicotine replacement products, and that's what they used in this. This particular survey did not include those that are using the more recent medications, such as bupropion, which goes under the heading of Zyban or Wellbutrin, or varenicline, which is known as Champix here. Didn't include that in terms of seeing how well that worked in this particular situation. But nevertheless, it still illustrates that there is difficulty that people have with regards to relapse.
All right, Barry, thank you.